We're pleased to be joined on the line by Michael Mercredi. He is the president of the NWJHL. Of course, the league, in some meetings with Hockey Alberta, made the decision to mark sort of the end of the regular season. I guess the first question for you here today, Michael, is obviously the decision that the league has made in conjunction with a number of other leagues that at the junior and senior levels that Hockey Alberta is involved with. What was sort of the main sort of consensus for why this decision had to come about here?
Well, you know, the main decision was, you know, everybody was hoping to play this year. Teams were having, not our league, but other leagues in the province were having issues with teams wanting to just end the season, look forward to 2021 season 22, right? So at the end of the day, it was the best decision to cancel regular season and still focus on a development season and potentially exhibition games, which we were in that time frame there before Christmas anyways. A lot of us knew we weren't going to be playing many regular season games, but still at the end of the day, we're trying to end the season on our note and have a positive message moving forward, especially for our age players this year. You know, last year they got the short end of the stick. They didn't get the last gate with the boys. We're hoping to see some restrictions lifted here soon in development season and potentially exhibition moving forward.
I know in some discussions I've had with people with Hockey Alberta over the last week or so, obviously the skill development is certainly something they want to do for sort of the youth levels and, you know, PB, Bantam, Midgets, down the line. What are some sort of options that are kind of on the table for the end up here?
Well, options, you know, the teams have their own programs with the development season. Right now, potentially teams could be on the ice with anyone under the age of 19 with minor hockey, right? So you're seeing that come out. They're kind of ahead one stage, per se, so that's good news. So we're hoping for the best moving forward with the development season. You know, the BC teams, Fort St. John and Dawson Creek, they have been in development season since the start of the year, and they're still in that limbo, and they have been on the ice since the new year. So they're waiting for their restrictions to lift so they could potentially play some exhibition games to close out the season with Fort St. John.
And we talked a little bit earlier about the players. Of course, obviously, you know, some of the younger players in the league, the 16 and 17-year-olds, you know, there's sort of a year of development that's kind of gone out the window. But as you mentioned earlier, the 20 and 21-year-olds, you were kind of sort of getting near the end of the line for junior hockey. How important for that for, you know, those players to sort of get in that sort of last go-round with their teams here?
I think it's very important. You know, I think every player that joins our league, their ultimate goal is to continue on with the college hockey, right? And their last year, they want to show well, you know, they want to have some good invites coming, you know, so hopefully that window is still there for them, and we as a league are trying to promote as much players continuing on to play hockey, because, you know, that's what it's about, right? So that's all we can do is hope for the best moving forward. And that, you know, the 21-year-old, it's unique in Alberta, right? So they're allowed for each team. So, you know, it's a sad last year, like I mentioned before. They didn't get the proper closeout, right? And teams really wanted to get that done this year if they could, right? So.
And, of course, we've been talking a little bit about exhibition schedules. Of course, back in the fall when the season was trying to get underway, you know, the preseason games you had, you know, you kind of teams in sort of the cohorts, you know, groups of two, like the Northeast Navigators are playing Fairview. You had Sexsmith against Grand Prairie in another one then, and obviously the two BC teams, Dawson Creek, Fort St. John, playing each other. Is that kind of the schedule you're kind of hoping to get here once we, you know, get the green light to be able to play?
Well, Hockey Alberta did apply for a bigger cohort, I believe 150 cohort, because right now we're limited to the 50 cohort, so that's why the two teams would play each other, then take a two-week break. So this way we could play potentially more exhibition games in a shorter period. So we're hoping that moves forward, but if not, we would potentially have to still remain with the Peace River versus Fairview and then Sexsmith versus Grand Prairie in the Alberta side, and then the BC side will still be the Canucks and the Huskies. So we're hoping for the best, and that's all we can do.
And getting into sort of the timeline here, obviously, you know, the restrictions, it's obviously sort of at the mercy of sort of what the numbers are out there for, you know, cases in the province and whatnot. Is there a particular point that you hope to get sort of the exhibition games in? Because, you know, a lot of these rinks, like to take the ice out in the summertime and do other things in the buildings before putting the ice back into the fall. Is there a particular sort of deadline for when you were hoping to get some games in by?
Typically, our deadline is March 31st to be done, because usually the first week in April, you travel to provincials. But being this unique year with COVID and provincials is canceled, anything that we get on the ice between now and potentially April 30th is when our insurance runs out with Hockey Alberta. So there's been talk that some minor hockey associations may extend their season. So if we see that happening and the arenas that our teams play out of, if they potentially have ice and book it, you know, you could potentially see an extended season. But again, if it all comes down to the logistics and at the end of the day, you know, if it's not feasible to continue later than the March 31st, again, it's just all up to the teams at this point.
And I guess finally, my last question for you here is obviously once things sort of get back to normal, you can have like an actual season here. Do you anticipate sort of a surge of, you know, kind of a support from like, you know, fans and, you know, some of the corporate support in the region, you know, because, you know, with everyone kind of sort of jonesing for hockey action, do you think you might be seeing a sort of surge of that once things, you know, kind of get back to normal here? We hope at some point.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when things do open back up, the barns are going to be packed. The intensity is going to be there. All the sponsors and all the stakeholders and the fans. And it's going to be very exciting once we get the green light to open back up. Because, you know, even myself, I'm craving hockey, you know, watching every day. And, you know, I find myself on hockey TV watching games in the States. You know, just what we do here in the Northwest. I mean, hockey is a very important staple of my life anyway, right? So, I mean, it's just great to see these, you know, these younger kids come up and, you know, these teams continuing on every year to support the league. So, again, yeah. It's going to be a very good atmosphere moving forward, I believe.